Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. This is Dimitri speaking. Giving you a courtesy call back. How can I help you?
I got charged, I think, about a month ago for $59 and something, and I have no reason, I have no idea why.
Okay. Can you provide me with your zip code, please?
61834.
And your name?
James Mormon.
And when was this charge?
Give me just a second. I'm gonna have to pull a piece of paper out.
Okay. You said it was 61834?
Yes. $23.22, and it was for $59.95.
Verify your shipping address.
14618 Great Creek Road.
Provide me with the last.
Danville, Illinois, 61834.
Okay, provide me with the last 4 digits of the card that was charged.
7256.
And how did you get this number?
It's on my bank statement.
Okay. 7256. And you said your first and last name was James.
Mormon.
Spell it your last name for me.
Moreman.
Moreman.
Yes.
I'm still looking forward, just bear with me. You have anybody else in your household?
No, not that we'd use this, no. That's just my personal, my wife, but she wouldn't do it without telling me.
Because I'm not seeing anything here.
No, so that's what I'm getting. I've never I haven't done it, and I know she hasn't done it, so I don't even know how you people even got my card number.
Do you have the is that a card linked with an account? Or like do you have two cards linked with that account or just that one card?
That's just one card. It's a debit card.
Okay, do you have the first 6 digits?
Well, yeah. If you don't have the last four, I don't know what the first six are going to do you, but I've got it here.
It'll narrow it down for me because it's pulling up a lot of people with the last four.
The first 6 digits is 5287.
5287, that's only four.
Oh, first six. 5287, 83.
There's nothing for that one either. And so you got this number from your bank statement?
Yeah, it's my debit card from my bank, and it's on my bank statement. 9/23/22, and it's from topnotchdeals.com. Telephone number 888-404-2658.
So it's 5287, 83, right?
5287, 83 is the first six digits.
I'm not finding anything here.
You guys took $60 out of my account. That's what I mean. I didn't receive nothing or nothing. That's what I'm getting at. I didn't order nothing from them. I haven't done nothing with them. And $60 or $59.95 come out of my account.
Do you, you don't go by Jeff, do you, at all?
Nope. Jim. Jim or James?
Was there any other number beside the charge, or like?
What's that?
I said, was there any other phone number beside the charge?
No. No, I don't know. It's got Nevada, and then it's got a 9235090293494. NV, I suppose that's Nevada.
I'm not seeing anything at all here.
So how do I get this $60 back, or it's $59.95?
Have you got a new card recently at all?
Well, they're going to give me one now, because since I've seen this here, they've canceled this one. So the other one today, it just went in. It went into being processing a new card, but I won't get it for about 2 weeks. But this one here has been canceled because of this transaction. Mm-hmm. Because I disputed it.
Oh.
With the bank.
Okay, you disputed it. And you said the charge was for
$59.95.
Let me try the phone number, I guess.
Is it, I mean, is this who I'm speaking with? Is this, what company is this am I speaking with?
We're third party. We handle customer support for a variety of online vendors.
Oh, you gotta bunch up. Okay.
Yeah, I gotta find the account so I can see like who's charging and what you're being charged for. Did you receive anything? What
Nope.
did you? Because
Nope.
only you said your last name is spelled M as in Mary, O as in Opera, R as in Roger, E as in Echo, M as in Mary, A as in Apple, N as in Nancy, correct?
Correct. MOREMAN. More man.
Okay. The only Mormon I see is a Jeff and a Jeff Mormon and a Patty. But those are only two Jeffs in our system. I mean, not Jeff, but Mormons in our system.
I know I'm not even in your system. I know that. That's what I'm saying. I don't know how you people took money out of my account. Well, I mean, not you, but how this company took money out of my account.
Yeah, the only way we can charge you is if you maybe signed up to get a maybe enter for a chance to win an item, a KitchenAid, a tactical bag, or anything of that nature, or any one of our gadgets.
A what now? Say that again.
Okay, I said the only way we can charge you is if you order one of our gadgets, like a or enter for a chance to win an item, like a tactical bag or a KitchenAid, anything of that
No,
nature.
I didn't do that. That's what I'm
Okay.
trying to tell you. See, I went online when I seen the stopnotchdeals.com or stopnotchdeals.com. I went online and that's what it showed me was bidding on stuff. And I said, well, I haven't done that. So then I went through my apps to see if I had an app for it, and I didn't even have an app for it. So I don't have no idea how they've charged me $60. That's what I'm getting at. They took $60 out of my account that they didn't have coming. I don't even know how they even got my credit card number or my debit card number. I have no idea. But it's went to this Top Notch Deals is where this money went to.
Yeah, I'm not finding anything here. Let me try that zip code one more time.
I'm probably not going to. So I'm trying to tell you
Yeah.
because I didn't do it.
Yeah, the only thing I could tell you to do, if not coming in our system, that card number, that card information, I could just advise you just contact your bank, really. See if they can help you with it. Since it's already been disputed anyway. Because
Well, it's
nothing.
going to get disputed here in just a short because I was getting ready to head to the bank. They called me this morning and asked me about it. And I said, well, give me the phone number. So I pulled my bank statement. I got the phone number. I called. Matter of fact, I called actually last week too when I first seen this. And then they called. So I'm getting ready to head to the bank. But I mean, I don't know what they're going to do about it. Well, I tell them that you people won't do nothing about it, but I'll let them know. I'm gonna tell them I talked to you, and you told me to let them handle it.
Yeah,
So,
that would be the best thing to do, unfortunately, because like I said, I'm not finding.
who am I speaking with so I can let them know?
My name is Demetrius.
Demetrius. Okay. Well, I'll head to the bank and tell them that you guys won't do nothing about it.
Oh, well, there's nothing here on our end. Maybe they can provide you with another number. Maybe they have like a shipping and handling charge.
This is the only number they have when they
For
call.
$6.95 or $7.95.
I don't know. That's about that. All I have here is is an amount of $59.95 to come out of my account from this near top-notch deal. I figured you guys would refund the money.
Oh, yeah, we don't mind doing that. It's just there's nothing in our system for it.
Well, yeah, but you took $60 from me.
I can understand that. How are you feeling that, sir? I really can.
Well, I'll let the bank handle it, I guess.
Is there anything else I can do for you?
No.
All right. Well, I do thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful night.